Do you live your life like this, saying, Lord, my life is to say thank you to you for dying for me? Every day I want to live in such a way that my life is an expression of thank you, Lord, for dying for me. I find myself in a particular situation, provocative situation, where I'm tempted to please myself, my own will, to have my own way. And I say, no, Lord, I've got to say thank you to you. And the only way to say thank you to you is denying myself, going the way of the cross. That's the maximum Christian. Lord, I've got only one life to live, and I want you to get the maximum out of this one life before I leave, so that I can say like Jesus said in John 4, I have finished the work you gave me to do. Father, you sent me to earth through my mother's womb with a particular plan and purpose. Brought me to yourself and you made me born again on a particular day. And you had a plan for my life. I want to fulfill it before I leave this earth. I don't care how much money I make or whether I'm opposed or rejected, whether I'm called a prophet or a heretic. It doesn't make a difference. 10,000 people calling me a devil will not make me a devil. 10,000 people calling me a prophet will not make me a prophet. That God determines that. I live before God's face. So those things don't bother me. All I ask myself is God getting the maximum out of me? My life is not given to me for comfort and ease and making money and making a name for myself or any of that nonsense. It was given so that it might be given back to Him who gave His life for me. Is that the way? Are you a maximum Christian or a minimum Christian? Is your attitude, Lord, what is the maximum I can give to you of time, energy, money, health, resources, everything, my honor, my position? I'm willing to lay everything. I'm taking the most precious thing, like Abraham put Isaac on the altar and say, it's gone from my life. You are everything to me, Lord. Whom have I in heaven but Thee? There's nothing I desire on earth beside Thee. That is true worship. True worship is not just singing a lot of songs. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding of this word worship. I don't know whether you know that the very first time in the Bible that the word worship occurs. Do you know where it's in? It's in Genesis and chapter 22. And it's very interesting. I call it the law of first mention. First mention of worship in the Bible is in Genesis 22. When Abraham went to Mount Moriah and he told his servants, I'm going to take Isaac up to the top of Mount Moriah. Genesis 22:5. And you know what I'm going to do there, folks? He was telling his servants, I am going to worship my God. Do you know what he called that act of tremendous sacrifice? Genesis 22:5, worship. He didn't go there to sing songs. He didn't go there to play a guitar. That's not how he worshiped. Do you know how Abraham worshiped? By offering everything. He was saying, God, you're more important to me than everything. There was another great man who lived around the same time as Abraham, Job, in a day when he lost everything he had, all his sons, all his property. In the book of Job, it says in Job 1:20, he fell to the ground with his head to the ground and worshipped. And he said, when I came out of my mother's womb, I was naked. Job 1:21, when I go down to the grave, I'll go naked. During my short time on earth, God gave me many things, children, property. He has every right to take it away. What shall I say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. He worshipped. God, you are more important to me than my 10 sons. You are more important to me than all my wealth, which you have decided to take away in a moment. Do you know what worship is? It's not just strumming guitars and singing songs. No. There are 4 levels in our communication with God. The first is prayer, where I ask God for things. Perfectly right. We can do that till the end of our lives. The natural second step is thanksgiving. Thanking God for what He's done for me. And we should do that. Don't be like the 9 lepers who never came back. And the third is praise. In praise, we're not thanking God. Thanksgiving. Praise is adoring God for who He is. Even if He's done nothing for me, He is still Almighty. He's God, He's holy, He's loving, He's compassionate, He's merciful, He's gracious. And I praise Him for who He is. And then comes worship. What is worship? It is not singing songs. A lot of people talk about praise and worship. That's because they haven't read the scriptures. You show me one place in the New Testament where it says singing songs is worship. You won't find it. The Lord told them, the time has now come, John chapter 4 and verse 24, when the true worshippers worship God in spirit. John 4:23. And the Father is seeking for such worshippers. And when I read that verse, the Father was seeking for worshippers. I say, Lord, to teach me what worship is. And this is what He taught me. It's not singing songs. That's prayer. You go through all our songs that we sing. Take your hymn book sometime home and look through all the songs we sing. Every one of them is prayer or thanksgiving or praise. Every one of them. It's good. We need to pray in our songs. Sure. Pass me not, O gracious Savior. It's a prayer. Praising Him. When we all get to heaven, what a wonderful day that will be. Thanking Him, O God, how wonderful Thou art, Thy majesty, how bright. That's not prayer or thanksgiving, that is praise. But where's worship is not in words. It's in secret. Alone on your Mount Moriah, where you take what's most precious to you and say like the psalmist in Psalm 73:25, Lord, I desire nothing on earth but You. I desire no one on earth but You. And in that secret place, you worship God. It's just that is worshiping in the Spirit, where you become a maximum Christian, where you never hold on to anything. I desire nothing on earth but You. I don't desire houses or lands or job or money or honor or fame. Zero! I want You, Lord. I want to be a zero all my life. I only want to exalt Christ, who is the only one who gives me value. I want to be a worshiper till the end of my life.